All right, gang. Welcome, welcome. Here we are. This is the Coaching Skills Forum, and we're on a really fun call today. The topic for today is intruding. I'm really looking forward to exploring that, because this is one that when I'm working with coaches, I run into a lot, where there's a natural conflict that we have about intruding. But yet it's also really important. So I'm looking forward to really being able to dig in and explore this skill of our coaching and see what we get to discover and learn. In the meantime, or before we do that, just to cover kind of quickly how this all works for anybody who's new, this is the Coaching Skills Forum. This isn't the Coaching Skills put yourself on mute and listen to Ben talk and talk and talk. If you want to do that, you got to pay money for it. You have to pay money to listen to me talk. I love it. But this is an open forum. This is where we all get to learn from each other. So, because we're all coming from different levels of experience. Some of us are new coaches. Some of us are seasoned. Some of us are, you know, ACC. Some are MCC. Some are corporate and business related. Others are, you know, more in the life coaching. Come from a therapy background, ADD. I love this group because it draws in such a diverse, and not only that, but we have American coaches, we have European coaches, we have Asian, we have coaches from all over the world with cultural differences. So we all get to learn from each other to really help us all become more rounded and grounded in our coaching. And as I was mentioning before the call, you know, one of the things that I love about these calls and the work that we get to do is that it helps us all grow and deepen our coaching even just a little bit, because the world is really needing us to show up at our fullness and our greatness so that we can help the people truly who are needing it. So thank you all for being on this call. That also is an invitation to participate, to share your thoughts and your opinions and your experiences so that we can learn from you. That's one of the benefits of being on this call live. If you're one of those coaches listening to this call, and you know who you are because you're doing it right now, then great, glad you're listening and learning. But take some time and come to these calls live, because this is where the action's at. These calls are worth a single credit as approved by both. I now have the opportunity to say this, by both the ICF and the BCC. So either way, it's all good. How you get these credits, or what credits, depends on how you are participating on this call. You can either, if you're listening to this call live, then you will be eligible for a core competency credit or an active learning credit. Still new at the whole BCC thing, so I can't remember the terminology. But you are then eligible for that. If you are listening to a recording, that's great too, but you get more of that. It becomes automatically a resource learning, self-study, development credit. So pay attention to what kind of credit you need. And if you need core competency or active direct learning, then get on these calls live. How you get your credit is really easy. Somewhere on this call, a password will appear. It's not at the beginning, so you didn't miss it yet, gang. It's not at the end, so, you know, don't pop yourself on mute and go and wash dishes and do your email and wait until the end. Stay on this call, and it will appear somewhere, so remember it. And when the call is done, go to coachingskillsforum.com. That's the website. There you're going to see other, if you have other questions, that's where, there's a big Q&A thing. You'll also see a list of the upcoming calls, including I need to post for 2016. And you'll also see all the archive calls for the last, nine or 10 years now I've been doing these. And you have access to all those calls. So you can listen to them. You can get credit for many of them. And you can listen to them, including this very topic. So it might be really cool to compare, the other two or three or four calls on this topic and see what we missed. You'll also see options to purchase your credits. We do this so that the calls are free for all coaches to enjoy and learn and grow. And if you want credit, just pay for it. So include when you make your purchase, you can either purchase a single credit or you can sign up for the 6-month membership, which then means from this point on, whenever you sign up, you then have 6 months to get any credit you want, the live calls or the recorded calls, as many as you want to load in. And it's a really great way to load up on some good credit. And if you want more credits, you can always visit my site. Actually, Coaching Skills Forum will bounce you there. My site, bdu.org. I offer other classes and other ways to get credits and also to deepen and expand your coach learning. So check it out. But today, and make sure you include today's date, which is November 10th, 2015, and the topic, and then the password, which we will reveal later on. Okay. It's kind of quiet right now. If there's noise going on, press *6 to mute yourself, but I please invite and intrigue you all to keep your lines open, if at all possible, so that you can jump in and play. I'm going to start off by reading the basic definition that I came across years ago. This is actually, I got from the Coactive Coaching book published by CTI, which it was really a great resource in the sense that they had a nice handy glossary at the back of the book that listed a whole bunch of coaching skills and their standard definition. So I figured, hey, what a great starting point for us. So here's their definition, and then we'll see where we get to go from there. Intruding. On occasion, the coach may need to intrude, to interpret or wake up the clients who are going on and on, or who are they kidding themselves. The coach does this for the sake of the client, often pointing the client in a specific direction. For example, stop a moment. What's at the heart of this? Intrusion is considered rude in some cultures. In coach training, however, intrusion is viewed as being direct with the client, allowing the client to honestly assess and immediately deal with the situation. Sometimes the intrusion is a hard truth, such as, you are kidding yourself. Or the intrusion could simply be a statement about what is going on, such as, you're skirting the issue. And that's all that they give. So, you know, and it's interesting. I've read this many times, but for some reason, it seems to be not complete, or something's missing, or it's not as sharp and clear a definition as I had hoped it would be. And maybe that's just me. So I'm going to open it up to you, gang. We're not worried about this definition. I want to hear, what does it mean for you? What is your definition and interpretation of what intruding is? What are we talking about? Anyone?
This is Barb.
Yeah,
I'll start. I use intruding when a client goes on and on and on, like many people do in normal conversation, getting all worked up about whatever is attacking them. And, you know, I can't believe this, and I can't do that, and da-da-da-da-da-da. And they get so wrapped up that I use intruding to say, okay, now that you've vented, what are we really looking at? And try to stop them to really focus in on what's the real problem or the root of the problem and how are we going to address it and move forward.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a virtual slap upside the head and say, okay, stop.
It's I love it. Virtual slap upside the head.
Yeah. But a nice one.
But a nice one. A slap with love.
Exactly.
I'm wearing my lovely coach mittens, so it's okay. So yeah, good. What else? What else are we talking about when we're talking about intruding in coaching? What does it mean?
This is Liz. I use it sometimes for a couple reasons. One, if the person seems overly emotional and worked up, to kind of have them step back and take a breath. And kind of get back into a calmer state. But also to just get them to refocus. Because a lot of times they've gone off on a picnic, as they say.
I like that. They're off on a picnic.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Renuka.
Yes.
Hi. So I actually have also used it for the opposite reason, which is when a client seems almost too calm or too level and isn't necessarily going anywhere, I sometimes tend to say, may one go? So it's a little bit the opposite. The examples that were given, absolutely. But sometimes it's, you know, we're talking as if we're skimming the surface here, and then, you know, some sort of question that relates to the issue that might actually make them pause for a minute and realize that they're either avoiding or, you know, want to deepen but just haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, so it could be the coach that's kind of, like, really kind of going off and this and that and really being distracted, but also, if I'm hearing this right, it's the coach that's kind of wandering or just staying on the surface and not really engaged or connected to the conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. What else? What are we talking about here? Well, actually, here, a little alteration of the question, but because what comes up for me is, what is the difference between intruding and interrupting? And sneezing. What's the difference? No, I'm kidding. What's the difference between intruding and interrupting? Bless you.
How long for?
Yeah.
I think interrupting is when you literally just stop someone. Whereas intruding, you're taking it further.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually going into where they are.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what was that last part?
You're going into where they are, deepening it.
You're going to where they are and deepening, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, interrupting just kind of cuts in, but it sounds like intruding is you're cutting in and going somewhere.
Yeah, this is Martin. For me, intruding is a bit more on purpose, and interrupting can be more spontaneous.
Oh.
So when I intrude, I'm intruding with a motive.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. I somehow, and neither of you said this, but both of you evoked this image of like when somebody's dancing and somebody else comes in and says, may I cut in? And actually take over the dance and go in a different direction as opposed to, hey, stop dancing.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And I like that. So one's just kind of spontaneous and urged. The other one is more of, there's a purpose here and a clear intention. What else? Anybody else? What's the difference? Intruding, interrupting, intervening?
Intruding seems to be I'm intervening in a train of thought.
Uh-huh.
And interrupting is, so it's a train of thought that's happening, and interrupting is I am intruding in a line of verbiage.
Ah, okay.
And I may do them both.
Yeah.
I mean, I may interrupt and intrude. I may use interruption in order to intrude.
Ah. So interrupting might be... Okay, so under this, we would interrupt to intrude, but if we just interrupt by itself, then there's a problem.
Yeah, sometimes interrupting is my impatience. Non-productive.
Ah, yeah, okay. Yeah, interesting. I love this. So, well, let's go a little deeper on this. Now you guys got me even more curious. This whole intruding, you know, interrupting with purpose, whatever. But really, let's look at this. What makes this important? Why is this even on our list? Wait a minute, you're gonna interrupt and intrude the client and stop them where they're going? And, you know, why is this such an important aspect of our coaching? We're actually taught to be rude and...
sometimes a client needs a gentle nudge to kind of get back on track or get on the correct track for them.
Yeah.
And they don't always hear themselves as they're talking, and that's our job as the coach,
mm-hmm.
to not only hear what they're saying, but hear what they're not saying.
Yeah. It's hard to hear what they're not saying when they're really locked in on saying something else.
Exactly. But by
yeah.
intruding, they take that breath, and then you have that moment or 3 seconds of silence. And, you know, they kind of go, where was I going? Or what was I saying? Or what is important here?
Yeah. Again, wow, I am just visual metaphors all over the place today. This is crazy. I just get that image of, like, either when you're swimming or in a boat or something like that, and you're paddling, and you're going, and then when you stop, but the current is still pulling you. And you're kind of, you start to move, you're still moving and going, but you're able to stop and go, wait a minute, where am I going? What is this?
Exactly.
Yeah. Beautiful. What else makes this important?
Betty.
Yes, Seth?
Go ahead. Okay, this is Betty. One of the things that I use intruding, which I like, where you're really locked on something to stop them from and get them to think and or listen to themselves, is if somebody is set so in a downward spiral that they're not going to be able to think positively and move into action.
Mm.
And since I'm a career coach, that's really important because
oh.
thinking really negative things carries over into how you work with your career search,
yeah.
your career change and job search.
Yeah, especially when you're out of work or you see your job coming to an end and wait, I got to work this out. And we can start getting caught up in all the details and all the logistics and all the past proof and all the fears and anxieties and all the, I mean, wait a minute. Is that what we really have come here for? To focus our energy and time on freaking out and going down that path? Let's grab this train and start shifting it in a new direction here.
And sometimes they can talk themselves out of going, even looking for a job or
mm-hmm.
changing their career when they're really passionate about and have a need to do so.
Yeah. Great.
Hi, this is Marisol, and for me, interruption, it's about that point where I report back to my client about the inconsistencies, maybe what the verbals and nonverbals are not aligning. Sometimes a client may be telling me really a lot of issues, conflicts, problems, and their nonverbals are not aligning because they can have a big smile on their face or, you know, shifting in position. So to me, that also, interrupting them at that point, bring awareness about what they're saying and how their body is aligning with what they're stating verbally.
Mm. Yeah. Beautiful.
This is Tracy.
Yes, Tracy.
I have one client in particular who we almost had an agreement about my interrupting.
Mm-hmm.
And she really needs to vent to speak before she can move on to if I didn't let her vent, we weren't going anywhere anyway.
It ain't happening.
But yeah. But there comes a point at which she wasn't good at cutting herself off from that. So she'd be rehearsing, and the longer she rehearsed it, you know, the more, every time she goes over it in her brain, she makes the same pathways as actually experiencing something. So she's rehearsing, and it's getting more and more locked down. So as soon as I heard her start rehearsing, I would say, okay, we're done.
That's funny.
Moving on. And she it was really funny because after we sort of worked this out after the first couple of sessions and kind of got this down, she'd be like, okay, all right, now what? You know, sort of like, okay, that part's over, and she would be ready to go then. But it was when I hear clients, I think of it as rehearsing. You know, when I hear them saying the same things over and over, and they're rehearsing that, and I can just, like, visualize the brain pathways they're laying down, which is just making my job and their job harder.
Yeah.
That, like, it's my job to interrupt their own brain from harming itself. It's kind of
amazing. I love that. Well, it reminds me of even my own experiences when I've run the story so much that I come up with really awesome lines and great descriptions.
Yep.
And often it's that it is also that, like, oh, if only I could say this or point out this, you know, big truth. And so it becomes this, like, really well, smooth, perfect line. And you can hear it as a coach often. You're like, oh, yes, here's the line.
Like, how many times have you told the story already, right?
Yeah.
Like, how many people have you rehearsed? So, okay, let's change that brain pathway. Let's move that in a different direction. So now when you think of this, it goes this more positive direction instead of, you know, smoothing out that story even more.
Yeah. You know, and let's even dig into that and you know, looking at that and everything else, let's stay with that question of, because I think we're tapping into something. What makes this important? I mean, what, really, why should we waste our time intruding and cutting off our clients and catching them as they're going on? Yeah, it's a, you know, nice thing, but it's a, you know, time waster, big whoop. But why is it important?
Volunteer.
That's
where the growth is.
That is. That's where the growth is. Yeah. Where, what else makes this important?
I see part of our job is to help achieve clarity so that direction can go. And intruding is a tool to help check in on clarity and help sort of clean up a little bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, help them check in on clarity, because that's part of what, you know. It was going back to what was brought up before about sometimes they just need to clear and just spew and vomit and get it out and say those rehearsed lines. But where is that turning point when it stops being of service to the client that they're really clearing, or are they just getting to say all the wonderful speech that they've been practicing?
Yeah, this is Marsha. I think it's important too, because I see a connection between intrusion and aha.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you got to say more about that. Come on, don't leave us hanging.
You know, when we intrude, often it's something, I think, which has either struck us intuitively, or we're realizing that the client is telling them a story, or as has already been mentioned, they're skirting the issue. And when we're intruding, in many ways, we're calling the client to account and refusing to let them get engrossed in their own fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And we're drawing them back into the reality.
Man, you guys are all in sharp form today. You're just, everybody's coming up with these gorgeous descriptions. Wow. Beautiful. Excellent, thank you. Anybody else? I'm almost petrified to hear what else we come up with. What makes intruding so critical? It's got to be here. Well, here's my go-to. I'll throw this in. And I'm willing for anybody to say that, you know, to counter this or to come up with something, because this is not a proven hypothesis. But again, I look at this. I mean, we're talking about the value of intruding, of helping people get pulled out of their written speeches and their dramas and their downward spirals, and help them shift and get back in alignment with themselves and arrest this negative conversation and all of that stuff. And yet, where else in our lives but coaching do we actually get to experience that? Where else does somebody take control and break our downworld turn and our mode like this? Does this happen anywhere else? Maybe occasionally in some professions or relationships, but I'm having a hard time thinking of any other place in my life where I've had someone consistently go, hey.
What came up for me when you said about just being back into alignment with themselves? It's almost like when a heart is rapidly beating and they give it an electric shock to realign it.
Yeah.
And so intruding is almost like doing that.
Wow. Yeah, there's a metaphor for you. Yeah.
This is Betty. It's often a observation and a sharing from maybe a coaching colleague that you trust to give you, you know, feedback when you're doing something that they think is going against the goals that you've shared with them. Mm-hmm. Or even a past client who's become a friend after many years who you are, you know, you're talking about your business and you ask them, what do they think, you know? I mean, that you're asking them, but they may say something that you never even expected to tell you.
Yeah.
And then you have that aha.
Yeah. I just think it's so rare to have that experience in our lives, to actually have somebody take that stand for us in such a way that says, you are worth more than this conversation. You deserve to be out of this conversation. And I'm going to stop it. Boy, if I had somebody like that in my day-to-day, ooh, that would be exciting. I don't want this to be somebody's big arrogant thing, like, you know, coaching is better than everything else in the world. But this really, in part, this for me, it helps me define what is coaching. What is coaching? Coaching is where you have somebody who will intrude on the well-worn paths that keep you going in the same places. Just a thought. So, if, as we seem to have discovered, that intruding is really critical and important, it's really rarely experienced elsewhere except in coaching, what gets in our way? What stops us as coaches from really, truly intruding powerfully?
Ben, this is Annie.
Annie.
I'm thinking in terms of, you know, there's the background and the difference in between interrupting and intruding and the cultural aspect to it. You know, like in the definition it says, something I always kind of emphasize in my teaching, you know, because culturally I see that people put a stop, even when they have the permission to intrude or interrupt. And in coaching, we know we have, you know, a skill that has a benefit for the client. We're maximizing their time and their investment, and we don't let them, you know, keep on ranting or going off their own track, and we bring them back. But there's that aspect that I watch continuously, that people, even given the permission to interrupt, the students have a lot of trouble interrupting, and sometimes they say, I know I have to, I know I didn't recognize when I have to get in.
Yeah.
But I just don't find a way to do it. And they do have a lot of ways to do it, and and that we teach. And the one thing is, because, you know, you are so programmed that it was not, you know, nice to be interrupting.
No.
You know, it was not respectful. And there's an aspect of respect, which I see even much more in intruding. Because intruding really, you know, feels kind of a trespass for some people, you know, especially when there's sensitive topics about, you know, that they're skimming through or going around in circles because they don't even know how to get in.
Yeah.
And we see it, and you know, it's, for me, it's so crucial, the way, the tone, the language, you know, how do you go in? Because it's like I said, you know, I'm waiting for a pause, I'm waiting for a chance to get in. I said, you know, when you have someone ranting, you're not going to get a pause.
Just breathe. Please, quiet. Just take a breath. Something, anything. How can they talk so long without breathing? I don't understand.
Exactly. And I said, you're not going to keep waiting because they're not going to, you know, pause, not even take a breath. And we got to, you know, in a way feel comfortable with the way we develop and design our own language. Everyone has to have their own style. And,
well,
and sometimes intruding is just getting in, like if you're like comfortable with your client, you might, you know, and you have that sense of humor too, you might say, okay, hold your horses here, you know, this is way too important to really, you know, go through this so quickly. Let's stop for a moment, let's see this carefully, or let's look at this honestly, depending on what the issue is. Or you say, you might just not want to hear this right now.
Yeah.
You know, however, from where I'm sitting, or the way it's looking from my angle, you know, from this angle, look, feel, whatever is going on with you as a coach, and then how does it look or feel for you? And,
well, I love that you bring up actually a couple of things, and one of them is, you know, that it's so hard to find a way to get in. And it's actually, it evoked, again, I'm like this visual metaphor today. I just had this picture of back in the days when, you know, in school when I was trying to learn jump rope. Did anybody ever jump rope?
Yes.
Man, this rope just keeps flipping around in front of your face, and where do you jump in? How do you get there? And so you're waiting, okay, and no, not yet, okay, waiting, and all, and now I'm going to go, okay, not yet, not quite, you know. And then you jump, and you go in, and then you get whacked in the head, and you get caught up in the ropes, okay, that wasn't the right time. It's such a technique. It's a learned skill how to jump in. Same thing, you know, with anything, really, you know, it's how do you jump in, how do you get in when something is already moving? You know, how do you jump on a moving train? How do you, you know, or a merry-go-round that's going? It's a learned skill, and it can be really awkward and weird and uncomfortable.
Exactly, and you got to practice it, you know. And if, you know, the funny thing is that, you know, when you observe as human beings, we're constantly interrupting all the time. In conversation, you know, casual, professional, whatever, and then, you know, and I joke with them about it. I said, and now that you have permission, you know, and you can do it, you just don't do it. What's going on? Because you feel comfortable interrupting casually when you're not aware you're interrupting.
Yeah.
But the moment they know they have to go in,
Yeah, and it's interesting because you also, and I think it was brought up before, about having permission. And that it's something that we need to design. And I think that goes back to probably helping clarify the difference between interrupting and intruding. You know, intruding, at least as a coaching skill, is that there's permission built in. We've worked, this is how we work together. Either directly built in, I'm going to interrupt, is that okay? Or that it's something that is built in indirectly because of our relationship, it's okay to cut me off. Yes, coach, I trust you. But that's important. But also, I mean, let's stay on this fact of what gets in our way, what stops us. Because think about it, the word itself, and rude, it's rude to intrude. The name itself is incredibly misleading. So what gets in our way? What else stops us? Yes, it's rude. We've been taught culturally that we shouldn't be interrupting and overlapping people, even though we do it all the time.
I think we might be confusing, or for me, I might confuse that I'm intruding on the person. When I'm not intruding on the person, I'm intruding on the story.
Oh.
For the sake of the truth, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm intruding on the story. I'm on fire today. I'm suddenly getting that, like when you're reading a story to a kid, and you're telling the story, and they go, well, wait, so what's that? What is that? What does that mean? How does that work? Well, I don't understand. No, I just want to tell you the damn story. Can we just get to the story? So Goldilocks, she goes in, and she says she sees the bowls of porridge. Well, what's porridge? It doesn't matter. It's this bowl of porridge. Let me tell the story. But they just want it. Like, wait, stop the story. I want to get on board. I want to know what's going on here. And we're so used to telling the story, we gloss over all those important details. Or we say the important details without really realizing how important they are, because it's that rote speech. So I love that, interrupting the story versus interrupting the person. It's not a personal thing. I don't say that, I'm not indicating that what you, this is another, here's a concern and a fear, that you might think that I think what you have to say isn't important. But that's actually, I love that distinction, because that tells me,
yes.
No, this isn't personal. I'm not cutting you down like you're boring and you don't have anything important to say. I'm saying this story needs to be interrupted.
But then that's the thing, that most people take it personally, you know, because of the program, because it has to do with respect and value and worry.
Sure.
Think you're attacking them, you know, in a way, oh, how dare she or he, you know, interrupt me.
That's the other one, and I love that you bring that in that, you know, intruding equals disrespect and, you know, unvaluing and, you know, and all that. It this is what it equals.
Yeah.
Don't interrupt people. Don't intrude. When we tell this by our parents, don't interrupt. Don't interrupt. Don't interrupt. Just let the adults talk.
Exactly.
Because adults love to talk.
but you see, like someone mentioned before too, that, you know, you make your agreements with your client, and I think we make our work easier when we do those agreements. You know, we educate the client on understanding why we have the need and our responsibility to interrupt, and especially interrupt when they're, you know, like venting to a point where the venting ends and it's a repetition, or trying to convince me of, you know, giving me more examples of the same thing. It's my responsibility to not listen to these things that I already know. I already have the information to work with. And I'm honoring and respecting your time and your energy that you're putting here in working and your investment. And so it's as long as we have an agreement, and you know, one of the ways, you know, we work with is, you know, find the way that is comfortable for the client. Ask the coach, you know, your client.
Hello.
How do you want to be interrupted when we need to do this? And we agree, and it's a way, because there are sensitivities there. You know, we as humans tend to sometimes say stop, and if we're, you know, in the presence of our client, your hand goes up like, you know, like stop. For some people, that might trigger quite a button, you know, and if they have some history there. So just agree. How do you feel comfortable? How do you want me to interrupt when I need to? So we keep on track. Mm-hmm.
So I want to, so thank you. Yes. I love it. And noticing, I'm also noticing the time, like, my goodness, we're like totally ripping through this hour. Anything else that really jumps in as to what stops us from intruding? It feels like there's still something not quite addressed. What if the next thing they say is really important?
I guess it has to do with your own confidence and trust.
Yeah, there may be a bit of that.
Coach. Yeah,
is this the right time to interrupt?
Yeah. Yeah, listening skill, intuition, your discernment, you know, when it's, you know, it's like the surfer, when it's a moment to get that wave, you know, like the
when am I going to jump in?
When I'm jumping in here and I get hit by the rope, you know.
Well, and I think that's part of it, is that we are also very concerned with jumping in incorrectly and intruding inappropriately. And not that we're going to just upset the client or have them feel like they don't count or whatever it is. There's concerns with that. But it's also, what if I miss something? What if this is really important? Because sometimes stories are beneficial. Sometimes, as somebody pointed out, they need to vent. They actually need to get it out. We can't just intrude. No, hold on now. We don't have time for that. Sometimes it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we need to refrain from our intruding.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but when you do intrude and if you miss something, chances are the client is going to feel the need to still tell you and will revert and go back to it and or get it out in a different manner.
Maybe. You know, it's interesting, the other thing that pops up, we're talking a lot about intruding while the client is talking. How else may we intrude that's not talking, or not intruding on the talking and the telling of stories and stuff?
And the client's been silent for quite a while.
Yeah. We can actually intrude in the silence?
Mm-hmm.
Because, actually, since you bring that up, yeah, you're right. Because for them, there's probably not really a lot of silence going on.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you're still intruding
on fire.
Yeah, you're still intruding on the conversation. You're just not privy to what's being said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've actually done that. It's like, wow, sounds like there's a really fantastic conversation going on there. I have no idea what it is. Care to share?
Yeah, this is Martin. So what's going through my head is that no, we have positive intrusion and we have negative intrusion. We have the positive intrusion when we're stopping the client when they've got verbal diarrhea, when they're getting engaged too much in something which is going in a positive direction which is not helpful.
Yeah.
And we have the negative intrusion when we've asked the client a really tough question and we don't have the confidence to sit in silence for 3 minutes until the response, reluctantly, is drawn forth.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Renuka.
Yeah.
Just thinking about, you know, the question, how else can we intrude? But I think body language or expression or just shifting the way one's sitting, I mean, that can be an intrusion, a subtle one.
Yeah.
But even
so
when a client,
it doesn't even have to, you're right, it doesn't even have to be this like, okay, hold on, I got to stop you here.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It can
exactly.
actually be even just your body shifting or your energy shifting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Beautiful. So I'm going to flip this in a different direction and see what we discover, because I believe that coaching really is at its most powerful when, and it really works, when we're in a flow with our clients, when we're giving and they're giving in return, we're receiving, there's giving and receiving, and it's flowing from the coach to the client to the coach. That's how it works. And I believe it also works the same with our skills. And so looking at this, how do our clients intrude on us? Maybe indirectly, maybe intentionally, I don't know, let's find out, but how do our clients intrude on us? Any ideas?
Hi, this is Renuka again.
Yeah.
I just had a sudden recollection of a recent intrusion. And the client knows that I have a consulting background as well. And we were, you know, in a coaching conversation, and suddenly the client said, but what do you really think? You know, intrusion. What do you really think, right?
Yeah.
You're not questioning me. What do you think?
Yeah. I love that.
It's actually very interesting how that
yeah.
plays out.
Yeah. How else? How do our clients intrude on us?
Well, I've heard of some of people having experiences where the client tells the coach, don't interrupt me.
Don't interrupt me.
Yeah, when they want to go on and on and on, even though, you know, you do have to interrupt because you're just listening to that probably for the third time, you know. And
I love it. They're actually intruding on your intruding.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, client, I'm going to stop you here. No, you're not.
Exactly, and that's why it's so important to have an agreement, you know, to have that initial agreement that you have for you know, whatever duration you have with that client, because you can go back and rely on that and say, well, you know, remember,
yeah.
you know, we talked about this, and let them always know it's to the benefit. You care about them. You're responsible that they get the best out of their coaching experience.
Well, but that's also, it is, it kind of goes back to what we were saying before about, you know, if we're intruding in the wrong moment,
mm-hmm.
and somebody even said, yeah, and the client will say, no, actually, I need to talk. Like, they're actually intruding on us and are wanting to go in a certain direction.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I was actually thinking, Ben, when you mentioned that about, you know, when not to intrude, and sometimes, you know, that's really important for coaches not to continuously, because you have the permission, you know. And
yeah.
I think you have the right to be interrupting them all the time, because you, especially when they're dealing with something that is hard for them to get, and they're kind of circling around or avoiding the topic, although it's surfacing in the coaching sessions, then you have to be very careful. You need to do the prep, you know, to come he was mentioning about when you have to ask the tough questions, you know, or you do have to really, what actually intrude means, you've got to, like, really get in somewhere you're not invited.
Yeah.
And you've got to be sensitive about it, and you have to have your ways and your tone and your energy, your whole projection. What do you bring that makes the client feel comfortable and trust you, because you've created that space for them? And
beautiful.
Then it flows.
Well, it seems like this is the perfect time for me to intrude and remind us that we need to come up with a password before it's too late. So what they, wow, I mean, all these beautiful, gorgeous things that have come up. What nuggets and words and phrases pop up that really encapsulate what we've been talking about that would really be a good password? Any ideas?
Clarity.
Clarity? Yeah. Anything else?
Jumping in.
Jumping in?
Yeah, jump rope for me came too.
Jump rope?
Yeah,
jump rope.
I was just thinking about that.
And boy, good luck. I've never even attempted double dutch. That's, forget
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a train wreck.
Try Kathy, I'm jump roping.
Yeah.
Jump roping, yeah.
All right. Sounds like we got a word. Jump rope.
Yeah.
I love it. So don't hang up yet. I got one more question, but go and visit the website, coachingskillsforum.com, and you'll see the upcoming calls, you'll see all the dates, and you'll see where to make your purchase for your credits, get the single credit or the six-month package. If you already have a six-month package, then just send me an email saying, here's the date, here's the topic, here's the password. And in fact, do that for everything so that I know that you're getting the correct password. But my final question, this kind of branches off of what I mentioned earlier about where else in our lives do we get somebody intruding for our sake. really for our purpose and to support us rather than just for their own needs. And yet, let's look outside of coaching. Where else does this need to show up, or does it show up? Where else is intruding? Where else is intruding need to show up? Any ideas?
I would love to see it show up in political debates.
Which is interesting. Yeah, political debates. But which is interesting because there's a lot of interrupting, isn't there?
But not intruding.
But not intruding. I mean, if we're looking at kind of what we've been exploring and discovering, that there's a lot of interrupting. Let me talk. No, you're wrong. Let me talk. But there's no intruding that gets them back on the track, trims the fat. Oh, now I come up with it. Yeah.
I would say actually in any honest relationship at some point intrusion can be a real gift.
Oh boy, wouldn't it? I mean, if we really had, we've talked about many times in our coaching, if we had permission with our clients, we can build that so that it's okay to intrude for this purpose. It's not a personal thing. And yet what if we can, and maybe we can't, I don't know, but what if we can start to incorporate and foster that in our relationships with our children, with our parents, with our loved ones, our spouses. That would be pretty wild.
You can think about if you could take it to your relationships at the office also, how increased productivity.
Whoa! That's a freak out. You just blew my mind. Now I need to go and get a real job.
What, coaching isn't a real job?
I know. You're right. I'm the first one to actually like counter that. So that was a little slip up on my end. Yeah. Fantastic. Any other ideas? Where else? Where else can this go outside of coaching?
Wouldn't it be wonderful if people lived from a perspective and an attitude of allowing intruding and people intruded for the right reasons?
Yeah, going back to that, I'm intruding the story, not the person. And not just the intruder, but the intrudee also goes, yeah, it's okay, I'm not taking it personally. Because there is some training that needs to happen, not just on how to intrude, but how to be intruded on. Yeah. Any other ideas? Oh, look, this is great. You guys are rocking. Please, come back for more. I'm just talking for my own selfish needs now. I love this.
But I think emotional intelligence has a lot to do with interrupting and intruding. You know, we can get too much of an interruption when it's not for the right reasons, or even intruding especially, you know. It has to have a purpose and real connection there to intrude, not intrude because you're interested to know what's happening with the client in a certain area that the client is not yet ready to jump in, you know, and we need to show, so our emotional intelligence too tells us when it's the right moment, when you consider what the person is in a way experiencing, especially in their emotions, where are they, you know, what level, what vibration, and how can you control your curiosity at this point, maybe curiosity that's misplaced at the moment, you know, because we welcome curiosity, but you got to know when it really has a purpose in the work you're doing.
Yeah. I love it. So there is that curiosity that's there, and it's just having that constant awareness of, you know, of when to jump in, when to not, and it is. It has been brought up many times. It is always for the sake of the client. It's always for the sake of the other person. If I'm intruding you, I love this distinction that's brought up. It really just hit me. that it's not personal. It's not that I'm intruding you. I'm intruding the story because it's not serving you. It's not serving us. I mean, even if we look at the debates, but just our politics, there's so much interrupting for personal gain and personal cause as opposed to furthering the dialogue and furthering the journey. I mean, what if we lived in... I love going to this place because it's such an amazing place to dream of, even for a moment. What if we lived in a world where that was the norm, that we intruded with respect and purpose for the sake of the other person? That it wasn't, you got to hear me, because we all want to be seen and heard. But if that's the truth, if we really truly want to be seen and heard by others, then give me something that really is worthy of being seen and heard. Not by my judgment, but by yours. I want to see your real value. I don't want to hear the long droning story that keeps you absent from being powerful. If I'm going to see and hear you, show it to me. And boy, that's a great world to be in. I don't know if we'll get there, but I like to believe that we as coaches, because we're one of the few that bring this into the world with purpose and intention, we are the bringers of intruding with positivity, with respect. So if we go out, I challenge each and every one of us to go out there and intrude somewhere powerfully and with purpose and respect, not just interrupt, but intrude. And if you did that a little bit, just a little bit every day, perhaps we can actually start to really shift and change this world into looking at and being in that mode. Sound like a plan?
Yeah.
All right, gang. Well, I'd love to stay and linger, but I'm going to have a call in a minute. So thank you all so much. We talk every second Tuesday morning, which is today, and we talk every fourth Wednesday afternoon, which means we will be back on Wednesday the 25th, and our exciting topic will be intuiting. So instead of intruding and going out, we're intuiting and looking in or something like that. I don't know. We'll find out when we get there. So please, you guys are fantastic. Join us again and tell all your friends saying, hey, we got on this amazing call. You got to get here. Intrude on the path that they're going down for their sake and get on this call. I thank you so much. I will see you all in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Ben.
Bye-bye,
gang.
Thank you.
Thank you.